And welcome back, Rob, in Milpitas, California. Am I saying that right, Rob?
Pretty darn close. Milpitas, yes.
Okay, got it. What's up?
So I'm calling about the advanced transit project we have here planned for Milpitas. And if anybody wants to learn anything about it, the URL is milpitaspr.com, and the PRT stands for Personal Rapid Transit. And I've called in once or twice before about the project. And
I remember.
It's just a $60 million project, but we've reached out to 13 different foundations, 10 different what I call a foundation-blended investment group. That's, you know, things that have been spun off, investment groups spun off from foundations, 25 straight-up for-profit investment groups, and all these folks are saying they want to find solutions to our climate situation. And on top of that, another 6 advisory firms that advise people on how to invest their money. And what has confounded me is the lack of response. It's not like, hey, Rob, this is a crazy idea. Rob, this might work if you did this, or what about that? No response is what we're getting back from all these organizations. So maybe I'm missing some fatal flaw in this that they see that I don't get it. And so I think I'll just stop there and let you ask a question if you'd like.
Well, what's your point? Is it, you know, how do I get somebody to pay attention to this? Or what's, I mean, I don't understand why you're telling me this story, frankly.
Okay. Yes, that is. And what I'd like to do is contact your producer and see whether he/she thinks this is interesting enough for you to have a short segment sometime on your show. And we'll kick it around and talk.
Yeah,
about
well, you can, you know, anybody can pitch a story. Sean Taylor is our producer, and her email address is on our website. You know, if you want to reach out to her. But generally, we don't, you know, focus on local stories unless they are meta to a larger national story. But I my advice to you, Rob, would be, you know, get in your local media. That's where you want, you know, to raise some hell. You know, show up at the town council. Try to get it in the newspaper, in your local newspaper. You know, that sort of thing. And, and also, are there, you know, there's two, you know, social media online environments that tend to be hyper-local. One is Facebook typically has local town, you know, groups, whatever they call them on Facebook. And the other is I think it's called Nextdoor.com.
Yes.
You know, which is very, very neighborhood-centric. And you know, they will block you for saying things that are political, but they will not, to the best of my knowledge. I've seen some of this on, you know, on the one here in Portland. You know, there's a debate right now about a new bridge over the Columbia River, and, you know, they allow conversations about that. So, you know, public policy stuff like what you're talking about, that's not overtly political. And if you don't make it overtly political, I'm sure that, you know, they would tolerate that, and you might get a lot of response there. You might be surprised. A lot of people subscribe to those things just to, you know, to see about crime in the neighborhood and, you know, what's going on, you know, what festival's happening this weekend kind of thing.
So I actually tried that, and frankly, I was surprised by the non-response. There were a few, you know, NIMBY-type folks, but that's about all the comments. You know, they didn't really spark the real conversation.
Yeah.
So I'll contact your producer, and maybe this will be interesting enough to her to...
Sure.
Because it could potentially kick off a $1 trillion industry of clean transit that
I totally,
the rich alike.
I totally get it. One last piece of advice. When your message is not getting a response, try changing the message. Try tweaking the message. Maybe you just need to change the words. Rob, I got to run.